next up is Vengeant, who is a UK drum and bass DJ. Classical drum and bass is very prominent in his work. And he is also known for taking memes from social media or just certain sounds, like someone like banging on a piece of metal with a hammer, or like a weird sound of a creaking door, and creating a song out of it. And he also has this iconic look with these rounded glasses, and the shape of his face is just insane, I think. So
what a compliment, yeah.
I mean, you know, not to rag on the guy, but yeah. He's a good-looking man.
He does it on purpose.
Yes, Yeah. So he's portraying a character,
yes.
And like his chin is very prominent in the camera. Like he really likes to play with that. And he's basically like he's just pumping it out, pumping tracks, track after track after track. Like the freshest one I found was Lock-In Brother, but ever since he already put out like four other tracks, which are equally insane. In Lock-In Brother, I'm not really sure about the background, but there is a person in a car who is going through something. I'm not sure what. Maybe he's coming up on something or coming down from something, or just has a psychotic break, or or just very happy. I'm not really sure. But that clearly inspired him. And I can relate sometimes to this dude. So, and I also really like the message that this guy is chanting with the help of Vengeant remix. So let's listen to Lock the Fucking Brother.
Yo, brother.
Straight up. straight up rather than fucking.
So. Yeah. We need to lock the fuck in. I got the message, and yeah, I hope you guys at home lock the fuck in as well. Next up, it's
quite a different vibe, actually.
Yes, yes.
That was an interesting choice. These two songs after each other.
Now it's locked the fuck in.
Yeah, it was kind of a bit of a tonal whiplash. But yeah, just let me just
do your thing, brother.
Do my thing and hang in there. The next band is called Fantasia, which is a Palestinian, a fresh Palestinian band.
A new band, believe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, I believe in this new band. And the way I found them was while editing an interview we did with Ravan Basbazat, who I mentioned before, an art teacher and jewelry maker based in Jerusalem, who was in Budapest for residency last year. Researching witchcraft and witch culture and the preservation of natural resources. And yeah, I found the Mishkal creative space, which is in Hosh Zaybak, Ramallah. I don't know if you are familiar with that area well, but there is like a Palestine music space.
That's interesting.
Yeah, over there, which provides basically tech and expertise and instruments, microphones, like every resource needed for like fledgling artists who would like to try themselves out and like evolve musically. And Fantasia Band was on my radar while researching this. There is the Delaya X Palestine Music Space Sessions YouTube channel, and they have very nice videos. Very quality videos from all the bands. Basically, it's like a Key XP style session. Like they are playing a song or two songs, and after that they have a short interview. And it was very captivating for me. The band consists of Asil Hussam, mm-hmm. the singer and guitarist, Hanin on bass, Mariam on ukulele, and Harmony backing vocals, Fida on violin and also backing vocals, and Miral Akavi as a drummer. And they also make releases coupled with the Kinda Studio, which you can find on their website. You can also support them by buying these records, but also the Palestine Music Space YouTube channel is very nicely curated. And I recommend for you to check them out, because there are a whole bunch of bands in different genres, and all of them are very interesting. And yeah, this song is called Haini Hon, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it means Here I Am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, fortunately, there is also an English translation in the YouTube channel, on the YouTube channel, and it's basically the song is in a nutshell is about how living in like a fading uncertain world, and as we sing and make a little tune, we magically appear basically So like I'm going to sing something, sing some colors into the world, and here I am. And I really like this lyrical visual in this song. And yeah, I really recommend for everyone to check out Fantasia Band, and I'm really interested in what they are going to put out, because I think they are working on like a complete album now, and yeah. So let's check them out. Fantasia, Hainihon.
قريبة طيب وين قلتي هون فيشي اسم لأ في هون مديني ورجيني ايدك بإيدي اليوم فكرة عفكرة ذكريني ذكرى نسيني هموم اليوم ذكرى سيئة طب بتهون شديني بإيدي عالفي قعدة اليوم سألتيني بتحكي لا بالك ما تفي لحني لي شوية لون لون ما بتفي وما بيموت لحني لي غني لي ذكرى حياة اليوم احكي وغني لي ملالة طويلة وانا هون وانتي هون زهقانين وما في نوم ورجيني سمعيني ضوي هالقمر Thank you.
Here we are.
Okay. So after some sophisticated, beautiful music played by women in the International Women's Day, let's celebrate that one as well. Yeah. I celebrated with another prominent figure in one of the best women singer-songwriters in the U.S. now. She is a Japanese-American artist called Mitsuki, who she has gotten quite big in the mainstream audience as well, but while staying true to his true to her roots all along. And she has a new album out now, and this song that we'll hear is one of the favorites, my favorites from that one. It has a beautiful jazzy instrumentation with some, maybe some Latin jazz bossa nova vibes, with sound effects which are like illustrating the lyrics that she is singing. And the Mitsuki is the queen of being desperate. Like, this song, I'll change for you. If you don't like me now, I'll change for you. Is like,
I mean, speaks of, yes.
Yeah, she can, she...
A bit of codependency.
She can be a victim, actually, in her songs, in her songwriting.
Yeah, she's bleeding in the songs.
Yeah. That's very captivating. I I fell in love with her music as a teenager, so...
I get it.
Yeah. And
it has a lot of angst, but yeah, it's either formulated in a very beautiful way.
Yeah. And I actually have written a very similar song when we started the band, like more than 10 years ago, which had a similar theme, like, I'll change for you if you don't like me. So I'm really resonating with this song and this idea, but now I'm not like that anymore. So as a 17-year-old, you can understand that you feel like if I can... Yeah. Be anything for the love of my life. I can take any shape or form just for you. But today, I think I've grown up a little in this sense, but not every sense.
Yeah,
is of course. But
sure.
Yeah, maybe I can. But Mitsuki in deep into her 30s, she's still. feeling like this, so that's why it's resonating with the Gen Z a lot, her music. Like, her songs are going viral on TikTok and everything, so it's crazy.
Yeah.
Not her new songs yet, but we'll see. I think there's a little bit more risks taken on her new album called Nothing's About to Happen to Me than the previous, which was more like a country-tinged thing. The land is inhospitable, and so are we. But, and there are some country elements in this new album as well, on this new album as well, because she's living in Nashville now, so of course she has some country elements. But
is the album cover any relevant to what she's singing?
Yeah, the cat. Now, it's not... very relevant, I think, but it's a white cat. It looks very good, and it has some like the painting of the early 20th century and the late 19th century in America. There, that was this particular style, but I'm not very good in art history, so it has some like Baroque element to that suburban white neighborhood. But the historic roots of it and the downsides of it, and as she is Japanese, it's very interesting. Actually, she has a song from 2016, I think, called Your Best American Girl. That was my first song from her and my favorite. And that was the point where I fell in love with her music. And she is singing that she's really trying to be that guy's best American girl. And in the music video, a perfect white guy and girl are like kissing and almost fucking each other. Meanwhile, Mitsuki is trying to catch the guy's attention from afar as a very natural, very original, and a lot more beautiful Japanese woman. But that's my opinion.
I ask because I came across this album on like while streaming multiple times, and I think I listened to some of the album, but the album cover somehow seems like too familiar for me that when you said her newest album, it caught me off guard a little bit, you know? So it's, I don't know why, the painting, maybe the the style.
It has actually came out style, last week, I think. Like,
Oh, okay.
So it's very, very new. But there is a song called Cats.
Yeah.
And there is a song called That White Cat as well. And maybe That White Cat is on the cover because there's a cat with two different eye colors, like a sexual heterochromy. I think that's the name of this.
I also think that Mitsuki is a very popular cat name.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, in America. Okay. So it's like Tsitsa. In Hungarian. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So
because it sounds so Japanese, but her actual name is, I think, really similar to Mitsuki.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a short form of that.
Yeah,
yeah. So let's listen to a beautifully arranged song from her with very jazzy instrumentation. What is good in this new album that I think it dares to play music. It has a very good chemistry among the musicians. So that's a little bit different from the previous one. But Mitsuki will change for us anytime. So let's hear it from her. Mitsuki, I'll change for you. Memories.
Okay. And we're back.
Alright, alright. Let go. The next song is my pick as well. The Gorillaz came up with a recent album as well. I'm just repeating myself again and again because a lot of good recent albums are out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, out and about.
2026 is
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. 2026 is dope yet. Not in a sense of like word politics and things like that, no. but the music is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow it's always connected. The worse the politics, the better the music.
Oh, right, yeah, right. There's something in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, the Gorillaz came out with a larger than life album called The Mountain. Their latest project with a lot of collaborators, and in this show, the Saturday Night Joint, we played some songs from it, like the songs with the iconic duo, iconic weirdo pop duo, The Sparks, called The Happy Dictator. So there are a lot of political themes on this album as well, and The God of Lying with British punk band called Idols. So those were political themes, and we played the song called The Manifesto as well with the Argentinian rapper Trueno and the rapper called Proof from the band called D12. He actually died like almost 20 years ago now. Rest in peace for him. And he was the hype man for Eminem as well at the time. And The Manifesto is another interesting theme of this album, because this they